Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, your number one source for all things industry. We celebrate you on this number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. Thank you for what you do. You're changing lives and you're changing the world. That's why we celebrate you on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Now, this is going to be a unique podcast. This is a sort of a rebroadcasting of the Industrial Talk Live that happens every Monday at 10 a.m. And that's Central Standard Time, so don't forget about that. Between myself and a young lady by the name of Nancy Regan, and she is at the top of her class when it comes to reliability center maintenance. Let's get going. Yeah, I have a question to ask you. Are you doing enough? Are you doing enough to get that message out? Are you leveraging and looking at all aspects of communication? So, for example, I'm creating a podcast as a result of a live that I did today. It is information that is meaningful for you today to be a success as an industrial professional. Your focus has to be, and once again, be honest, are you leveraging the power of videos? Are you leveraging beyond the blog, beyond that article, to be able to get more out? And here's the reason why. Money, revenue, you know, chases attention. It just does. And the reality is that you've got to do more. You've got to get that name out. You've got to get more content that is meaningful to a market that, quite frankly, is hurting, for lack of a better term. They're looking for answers. You have answers. You have solutions. That's what this is all about. So when I do a live on Monday, I can turn it into a podcast. I can put it out on YouTube. I can do all of the things that are necessary. Then I can forward it to targeted prospects. You could do the same thing. You're just going to have to push yourself. You're going to have to get out of that comfort zone. And so I just want to encourage you. It's not bad. If you have a message, I mean, you've got something to say, because you are an industrial professional. You are doing great things. So I just encourage you, do more. Stretch yourself more, because people are asking, how do I retain talent? How do I manage risk? How do I save money? How do I make money? And how do I create resiliency? That's the reality. We are trying to protect or keep our businesses going. Then we got to rebuild, and then we got to try to prosper. They're looking for answers. You've got to up your game. You just do. And I'm here. Go to industrialtalk.com. Reach out to me. I'll help you any way, shape, or form, because I'm passionate about industry. Now, this is a Monday, every Monday, 10 a.m. And what we do, Nancy Regan and myself, what we do is we grab an article that has a meaning. She grabs one. We talk about it on this live. And it's on Facebook Live. It's out there on YouTube Live. Go out to Industrial Talk, and you'll get the notifications, Industrial Talk on Facebook and Industrial Talk on YouTube. And then we're expanding it on RCM Training Online. And then, of course, RCM Training on Facebook. Right now, we don't have LinkedIn. But once again, up your game. Do more content creation. Just feel uncomfortable. Make it happen. All right, here's the industrial news and insight with Nancy Regan and myself. And we're just talking about solutions for you, the industrial professionals. Enjoy.
This is Live with Nancy and Scott. We're going to be talking a little bit about the industrial news and insights of the day, because we're big into the education component. As we have iterated and reiterated a number of times, that it's all about retaining your talent, figuring out strategies associated with that. We want to make sure that you manage those risks. We want to make sure that you save that money, because that's important to save money. We want to make sure that you make money, because that's what this is all about. You got to make money. You got to survive. And you got to do it with a sense of resiliency and building that into your business. And that's what begat this passion of Nancy Regan, who happens to be the founder of RCM Training Online and an industry leader when it comes to reliability. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm excellent today, Scott. Thank you.
And I hear that you have some roofers at your humble abode.
Yeah, literally, but it's perfect for our message today. So I'll be muting myself when I'm not speaking because it's really loud.
Okay, so we don't waste very much time here. So we're going to get right into it. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about, first off, make note. We've got the Industrial Talk Reporter out there. That is a news aggregator of what we're going to be talking about today. News, news, news. And that's your one-stop location to get all things industry and how you can be a better professional. We also, of course, on the we have the Industrial Academy. We have with Nancy, RCM Training Online. It's all education focused to make you a better professional going forward. And on the Industrial Talk podcast, we're going to be once again talking to a gentleman by the name of Philip Diao, and he's with Infor, and we're going to be talking about Enterprise Asset Management. That's this week coming up. We also have our Heroes of Manufacturing, where we're talking to a company called Cotsworks, as well as a company called Freudenberg Medical, and how they're working through and their strategies of surviving COVID. And we're also going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Alvaro Espinosa, which is a cool name. And we're talking sourcing, and we're talking leadership, specifically in this time of COVID, which is really, really important. And then just sort of put a bug in your ear, I'm going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Kevin Swift. He just happens to be the chief economist and managing director at the American Chemical Council. Information is key here, especially with this particular dynamic world, you know. Anyway, that's it. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm really delighted to be here.
Yeah. How do we want to proceed? You want me to talk on the article that I think is just real relevant, and then it segues into your roofing situation, by the way?
Yes, big time.
All right.
You go first.
So anyway, you know we're all about that trying to increase sales and trying to get that focus on how do you, in this world, sell? Because you got to bring in revenue. And we also talk about collaboration. We also talk about innovation. We also talk about education. And that's what this is really all about. Now, in this particular case, this article is brought to us by a gentleman by the name of Justin Zappulla. That's Zappulla, managing partner with Janik Performance Group. And it's really, I'm a big fan of keeping things simple. If I start to do things that are just a tad bit too complicated, then my will and desire to do something just starts to plummet. So in this particular case, he says, hey, here, there are some, how do you leverage your core selling skills during the pandemic? It's pandemic. And the first point that he points out, points, adapt your skills to the current environment. I mean, you if you think business as usual is business as usual, you got another thing coming. You better adjust the way you approach your prospects, your customers, your messaging, because right now, right on their mind is what is this market? Yeah, there it is. What does this market mean? Pull that, talk to us, Nancy. What do you think?
I totally agree, Scott. And what resonates with me is it doesn't even necessarily mean if you're physically selling something, because really, whether we're an employee, whether we own our own business, whether we're physically selling a product, or we have to also sell our ideas as employees. So in this age of COVID, and you know, if it's not COVID, Scott, it's going to be something else. So
oh,
we have
yeah.
to always adapt. And remember, even if you're not selling a product, you're selling your ideas. You're selling what you think to your employer or your company.
Yeah, you know, and I like the fact that the number one thing is adapt your skills. And we talk about that. And it's not just because of this gentleman. Justin points it out. We just have to face the fact that the reality is that you better be nimble. You better be able to adjust. You better be able to make your communication relevant to the environment today. And it doesn't, once again, it doesn't have to be lofty and complicated, right? Yeah, be nimble. Absolutely. And she, Nancy's muting herself because she has roofers. So,
Okay, I can remember. Otherwise.
Yeah, but anyway, I love it. And I love the fact that it's truly, you got to be other focused, especially now, because there's a lot of people hurting out there. Agreed? Agreed, disagree. All right. Number two here is pay even more attention to communication styles and preferences. What does that mean to you there, Nancy?
Okay, well, all right, here's what it means to me is, so I do a lot of training, so I consider myself a teacher, and, you know, people hear things differently, people learn things differently, so it's really important that you keep an eye out on your audience. And so your audience could be one person that you're talking to in a hall, in a hallway. It could be on a Zoom. You know, if someone starts drifting, you know, there's probably a clue that you're going on and on. But it's just really important to remember that not everyone hears things the same way. People need to see things. Some people need to hear it. Some people need examples. And like you said, Scott, I'm like a basics person, right? I'm not like pie in the sky. So I like to break things down.
Yeah. And the reality is that pre-virus, pre-COVID, we sort of had a better handle on it. Post or in this particular pandemic world, our prospects, our customers are dealing with a lot more stuff, and you better have that communication capabilities to be to understand what they're wrestling with. And I guarantee you, they're wrestling with some stuff. And if I came to you and I did stuff that I did pre-virus, it's going to fall flat. And it might create some friction and say, what are you numb? You don't know that I'm just trying to survive. That's the reality, and you have to. And again, I will not, you know, I will continue to hammer this point. It's not about you. It's about solving their problems, and their problems are now. And you better be able to adjust that communication today to be able to say, yes, I hear you. Let's figure it out.
Okay, there so Scott, I have one thing to say about that.
Yeah.
You know, there may be some people out there who are afraid or feel shy about like being on video. And now today we're communicating a lot by video. So if you feel, I don't know, maybe if you feel timid or maybe intimidated or afraid or whatever the feeling is, remember that the gold is when you're uncomfortable, right? When you're doing stuff and you're really comfortable, that's not where the gold is. So, you know, step out of that comfort zone. I have something to show you about that later when I'm talking about my roots.
I like it. I like it. And I like that point. It is, you know, we do this because we desire that, okay, we better feel uncomfortable. And we believe that this is the right thing to do to help people. And it is, and it's not as if we don't have all these communication platforms available. It just gets down to that execution. Stop being so sensitive about how you feel or whatever. I feel uncomfortable, and recognize that if you take the position of truly wanting to help people succeed, help people through this, and provide assistance any way, shape, or form without the precondition of saying, hey, now you owe me, we'll all be better off. We've just got to do it. And yeah, some days are more comfortable than others, but the reality, I love that point there, Nancy, most certainly. Number three here, and this is a big deal. This is a big deal. I've had a number of conversations with a lot of manufacturers, and it was weird because pre-virus, everything was rolling right along. Everything was just having a grand time. And like a switch, the next day, we don't have those long-term strategies. They're in place, maybe, but they're really long-term now. I've got a lot of short-term problems to deal with. So number three is short-term problems could take priority over long-term solutions. And that is a fact, Jack, because I look at businesses that are in the mode of survival, whatever that looks like. I'm just trying to survive. And I'm dealing with a firestorm over here, firestorm over here, firestorm over here, all around. I'm just dealing with firestorms. And those are short-term problems that need attention. You see, just pop in. Yeah,
well, you're right, and we have to manage these things, right? Because
yeah,
we can't be at the mercy of the short term, because then we never get to the long term.
That's exactly correct. And so you just, that's the reality that is on the plate. And when we start talking about survival, then we've got to start to talk about, and the communication as in point two, how do we then begin to rebuild? Because we're going to be taking hammers. We're getting hammered right now. Let's rebuild. And then how do we prosper? So the communication and the vision has to be, are you surviving? How can I help you survive? What about how do you rebuild? What can I do to help you rebuild? And then how can I help you to prosper? Those are the simple steps, and it's a must. All right.
Yep.
Number four, resist the trap of diving. Boy, do I like this one. Boy, do I like this one, Justin. Resist the trap of diving too deep into non-business discussions. What I found,
that's a big one.
Yeah, it's amazing when we start talking about that. And it's not just, let's say, non-business discussion. Diving too deep into it's diving without the understanding of the individual and what they're going through per the other points, and then go into diving into. You know, too deep into non-business stuff. And it's just wasting time because I'm still figuring out how I'm going to survive, how I'm going to rebuild, and how am I going to prosper going forward, diving too deep. And I absolutely, and because it's so politicized, this pandemic is so politicized, just stay away from it. And then don't just sit there and then dive really deep into your solution. It is about them. It is about the solutions that they need to rebuild, to prosper, and how to just survive. That's the big deal right now. Big deal. What do you think about that, Nancy?
Okay, that hits me in three ways. So number one, you said it can be a waste of time, right? You need pleasantries when you're chatting with someone, but there's plenty to talk about without getting into the negativity of the world, right? So that's number one, it's a waste of time. Number two, you don't know if you're going to make someone angry, just for personal reasons, they may not want to do business with you anymore. You know, you might turn them off, so to speak.
Yep.
But the third thing is, I used to be a news junkie. I'm going to be honest with you. And I haven't turned on the news in weeks. And it's because I've decided that it's poison for the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, there's very little. There are things I can do regarding what's going on in the world, but there's also very little I can do. So. Yeah. What's important is that we focus on what's important to us and our business and our family and focus on that. And, you know, all this other stuff will shake out. Like I said, if there's something we can do with what's going on, then we should do it. But we can't control the outcome of COVID, for example. We can only do our best to live within it.
Yeah. And once again, how do we survive? That's what businesses are thinking. Okay. I got to survive. I've got to rebuild. I've got to prosper going forward. And you have to. We depend on you. We need you to be successful. And so your Monday morning industrial wake up, I'd love to challenge everybody that's listening out there is one, adapt your skills to the current environment. Do it. Give it a shot. This article will be out on industrialtalk.com. Pay more attention to communication style preferences. COVID's in the room, baby. COVID is in the room. Are you adapting Are you still talking pre-virus type of communications and trying to say, okay, I'm going to shoehorn it into the post-COVID world? It ain't going to work. I can use ain't. Short-term problems could take priorities over long-term solutions. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to figure out how, after I survive, how do I rebuild? And how do I compress that? But how do I thrive in the future? And then resist the traps of diving too deep into non-business discussions. Stay away from that. Just trust me. You don't want to do it.
Just say no.
Just do it. So those are the things I want to thank once again, Justin Zappula, and he is the managing partner at Janik Performance Group. This article will be out on industrialtalk.com. Read it for yourself. Great wisdom, great insights. Love it, love it, love it. All right, Nancy, you're next.
Okay, so that article is the perfect segue to what I have to talk about today. So as I was preparing, I'm thinking, there were several things that I had picked out, but it just didn't feel right. And I'm a very intuitive person. If it doesn't feel good in my gut, then I don't do it.
Right.
And there's like, as I'm talking, you're going to be hearing the hammering. And it's interesting, Scott, because this is what you said a minute ago. We're getting hammered. So literally right now, that's what's going on my roof. Yeah. So if you hear it, don't be annoyed by it, but let it be like a symbol. So yeah. This is what I thought. Now, I'm such a girl, right?
Yeah. But look, are those flowers?
These are daffodils. These are my favorite flowers in the whole world is a daffodil. Yeah. But this is what it means to me. So like a daffodil is life to me. And so we as people, we have personal lives, we have personal goals, personal work to do, and we have professional goals and professional work to do, right? So the daffodil represents what we have to do. It represents our life and our goal. And then we have all this other stuff that's going on around us, right? Like today, we have literal and figurative things going on. Stuff like with the roof and it's noisy and I can't go anywhere else because I have to be here in case they need something. But then we also have all kinds of other junk going on, like our own thoughts, our own insecurities. And then we like turn on the news and there's poison coming into our minds. So it is, and here's the thing, we got all kinds of things. We have day-to-day issues that come up. We have unexpected stuff that comes up, like in a big way, COVID, in a small way. I don't know, maybe you wake up and there's a leak and you have to deal with it. And then there's like our own junk, like I talked about, right?
Yeah.
Here's the key. And it brings up what we talked about today, Scott, and also in our last episode. Number one, we need to keep teams focused on what's valuable, right? So in the workplace, this happens in the
big
workplace.
Time.
Go.
Yeah, big time. Once again, what is valuable? Well, I want to retain talent. Somehow, what are the strategies? What's the innovative strategies that I can deploy to retain talent? I need to manage my risk. And all the conversations and all the activities need to be around either managing risk, saving money, making money, or resiliency. Everything outside of that, everything that is just what I call BS. You've got to be pinpoint focused on definitely those points. Or are you wasting your time?
Exactly. So we need to keep our teams focused. And you said this last week. It requires discipline and focus. And you just said it now too.
Yeah.
Because, we talked about the short term and the long term stuff. And yeah, like COVID, I believe it's a short term thing. We got to work with it. But we live in the real world and not fantasy land. So that means that there's going to be something else big, something else small. There's always stuff coming in.
Yeah.
But we have to acknowledge it for what it is. Because when these guys, when they're banging on the roof, I mean, there are moments right now, it's quiet. There are moments when I feel like the roof is going to cave in. And that's what it feels like sometimes personally and professionally. So we have to be able to sift it out and figure it out. So, all right. Remember I said I had a symbol to show?
Yeah.
Okay. So check it out. You know how some people say, think outside the box?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is
like a lot of people do.
Yeah, this is what it means to me, right? So here's the box. And then inside, so look, this is a personal treasure. My father, like a million years ago, he cleaned planes for Eastern Airlines. And when I was a little girl.
Eastern? Mm-hmm. Eastern Airlines, doggone it, that's cool.
Yeah, Eastern Airlines, and oh my gosh, he loved his job. And he taught me to be so proud of your work. And no matter what your work is, you just do it with all your heart and soul. He would come home and my mother would say, you think you're the CEO of Eastern Airlines. And he was an airplane cleaner. And so that was a huge lesson that he taught me. So he brought this home to me. And so it's like a little personal treasure. But the thing is we have to get out of this box and we have to fight all this stuff that's going on. And yeah, we have to deal with the short term, but we have to get out of our box and make sure we work on the long term, or else we're not going to be able to manage risk appropriately and make money and save money, right?
Don't you think we're demanding a lot? I mean, there's a lot more demands. Like I always think pre-virus, it was pretty straightforward. You could somewhat be, I don't know, bring your B game, not your A game. Yeah, but you've got to really bring your A game now. You've got to move forward. You've got to be willing to make mistakes. You've got to be able to do that and just brush it off and move forward. And yeah, it's uncomfortable. And yeah, you've got to think about short-term stuff now that are big and important and painful and long-term and try to maintain that vision, because we're going to survive. We're going to have to rebuild and we're going to prosper. And you're just going to have that right mindset to do that and be able to, you know, do all of this stuff on the old whiteboard. It's just going to happen.
Scott, mindset is where it's at. Can I show you something else?
Yeah.
You want me to show you something else?
Yeah, please. I can't get enough of daffodils.
No, this is not a daffodil. This is birds. Hold on. Okay, you ready? So yeah. I think I talked about this last time, but now I have the video to show you. And I'm just going to hold my phone up.
Okay.
So so we had, there's a glare. I got to make
that bird. You showed those the birds.
Yeah, but did I show the movie last time?
Yeah, you did.
I showed the movie?
Yeah, you did. And that's when the mother bird comes in and she's holding off and making sure that everything's, yeah. I mean, it makes, even nature knows, but we're just, yeah, absolutely, absolutely agree with you on that. 100%. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you did. And it was a great, great video last time. But anyway, we've got to start on Mondays. Some days are better than others. We've got to get up. We've got to move forward. We can't give up. You know, on my podcast, I do that all the time. We're there to celebrate the industrial women and men who who are bold, brave, dare greatly, and they innovate to change the world and change our lives in a positive way. And we've got to continue to share this. This is why this platform, it's available. You can do it out there. If you're listening to it, you can do it and be able to do something that could be able to help just one person. If you help one person, that's the power of one, just one. And don't shoot beyond one, just one person. So when I see articles like this one from Justin, if just one person says, oh, I get it, then we succeed. Then there's a victory there, and that's a positive step forward, and that's all this is all about. You agree, Nance?
Well, yeah, because you know, Scott, if you help one person, then that person is, it's like COVID, only the reverse. Yeah. It's the positive. That one person is going to go help maybe two people, and those two people are going to help people, and it spreads. And, you know, our actions and our thoughts, this is just physics. Yeah. Our actions and our thoughts have a frequency and a vibration. So if we're putting the good stuff out, it's just physics that it cancels out some of the bad stuff.
It does. It absolutely spot on. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up. That's Nancy Reagan, or Regan.
Regan.
RCM Training Online is her website. Fabulous training. Reliability centers maintenance. You need to find out more. You go out to RCM Training Online. And I'm always open for you to come out to industrialtalk.com. And once again, we're all about the education. We're all about highlighting the professionals, the women and men who just get it done. And so we got a great lineup this week. Oh, geez, the Freudenberg one. This is interesting. How do I adapt? This is Freudenberg. They've been in business for 170 some odd years. They continue to pursue perfection when it comes to their manufacturing, and they are all in on Kaizen. But how do you do a Kaizen event when you can't bring everybody together? You e-Kaizen. They're using Microsoft Teams as the ability to be able to continue to improve their manufacturing. That's innovation. That is being bold. And they still bring everybody together. And they've just got a great, great story. And that's going to be highlighted on the Heroes of Manufacturing. And then, of course, the last one, which we're all about sales, marketing, and branding, is a gentleman by the name of Thomas Pizzolo. And he is with MediaFly, and that technology is spectacular. So there's a lot of great stuff out there. There are a lot of innovative people out there that are really, really focused on your success and definitely helping you, make it through this challenging time, just to survive, to rebuild, and then to prosper. That's what it's all about. Nancy, you are absolutely spot on with your insights and wisdom.
Thank you, Scott. So are you.
All right. That's 32 minutes. We're trying to cut it down, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will. And thank you very much. Absolutely enjoy. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to continue on. It's going to be Monday. It's going to be 10 o'clock. We're going to continue to go because there's a lot of great people doing some great work out there. I'm just telling you right now. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on Monday.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.